Are you joking?
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 It's sports news skewered. The sports kebab.
That's one thing you can do to Tim Ring, Jared, is skewer him.
Oh, yeah.
With your sharp brand of sports comedy.
Oh, baby. You said it.
He makes mean faces at me back there when he doesn't like what I say.
You're just like Bickley, too. You're always focusing on the facial expressions of Jared.
How can you not?
Don't look at him.
How could you not? Exactly right, Tim.
He's mesmerizing. I can't look away.
Yeah, like a car crash.
Well, this is the sports kebab. It is sports news. Scourge, but unfortunately, you know, not fortunately, fortunately, we have to start by saying welcome back to a Valley favorite who's been unfairly, unjustly kept away from home for weeks and weeks and weeks, but has finally returned on a day that we never thought we'd see. I'm, of course, talking about the Arizona Coyotes. No. I'm welcome back, Brittany Griner. Brittany Griner, the WNBA star, was released back to America after nearly 10 months in detainment. After being medically checked and reuniting with family, Griner then checked what other local teams, the Coyotes, the Suns, the Cardinals, have been up to lately and reportedly said, send me back to Russia.
Geez. Oh, boy.
That's been struck.
Boy.
Well, Griner, you know, she's been gone, and she's been especially surprised by what's going on with the Cardinals while she's been away. I mean, that team had playoff aspirations. Griner said, could somebody please show me or tell me what happened behind the scenes to that team? Her wife then showed her this season of Hard Knocks.
Oh.
And after watching, Griner said, can somebody please show me or tell me what happened behind the scenes with this team?
Oh,
and the Suns, when it's amazing to think about this, how long she's been gone. When Griner left America, the Suns had the best record in the NBA last season and were ready to make a long playoff run.
Oh, no.
Think about how much has changed and how much she missed. I mean, unless Griner spent time in Russia looking at a nearby country's farms and fields, she isn't even familiar with the Slovenian hoe.
Oh! Jeez!
And I reference this at the start. I reference this at the start, but Griner missed the Coyotes' 16-game trip. How long was the road trip? 14-game trip away from home. My goodness, the Coyotes played more road hockey than Wayne and Garth. Game on.
Car.
Game on. And it's not just all that. Griner missed the ASU coaching change, U of A choking in basketball in the tournament.
Ooh.
The Diamondbacks season.
Oh, boy.
Hell, Griner even missed that entire three-week span when America pretended to care about soccer. So it's great to have her back. I mean, she went through hell, and I'm so glad that she's released. And speaking of the World Cup, look, America might not be the best in soccer, but over the last couple of years, we certainly lead the world in freed Britneys.
Oh, wow. Britney Spears?
Yes, but let's go back to some of those local things I brought up, because some of these you'll hear in on the podcast later. You might get the jokes. The Suns are really struggling now. The Suns are struggling, getting blown up by the Mavs and the Celtics back-to-back. They look so bad and unlike themselves.
How bad and unlike themselves did they look?
I was searching for a reason. I mean, after those games, I didn't want to see their offensive game plan or defensive stats. I wanted to see the results from their nose swabs.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, that Celtics loss happened at Footprint Center, too. I mean, usually road teams can't compete there. I mean, the Suns have sent more losers back home than Deion Sanders on his first day at Colorado.
Okay, here we go.
And then the Cardinals, they got their own problems coming off a bye week and getting ready for a matchup with the Patriots on Monday. Now, one of the things to look out for is the defense versus New England's offensive coordinator, Matt Patricia. Have you seen this guy, Matt Patricia?
No. What does he look like, Jared? Wow.
He looks like if a bear escaped the circus and then broke into a Dick's Sporting Goods. Matt Patricia, you've seen him, right? Have you seen what this guy looks like?
He's
a huge guy with a giant beard. I mean, he doesn't look like an offensive coordinator. He looks like a third round opponent in Street Fighter 2. And I say offensive coordinator, but the offense is struggling. I mean, I'm sure when Belichick gave the job to Patricia, he wanted the offense to be as smooth as olive oil. Mm-hmm. Not just have, you know, the coordinator look like someone who tries to date olive oil.
Pluto.
A little bit of a stretch.
It looks like Pluto from... Okay. Let's go to Major League Baseball because...
Pluto. Brutus, maybe.
Brutus or Pluto, depending. Yeah. Major League Baseball, the Yankees re-signed their nearly 31-year-old MVP, Aaron Judge, to a 9-year, $360 million deal. Now, this seems like a lot, but think of the money the Yankees will save on building him a statue. Since by the end of the contract, Judge will be so slow and stiff, they can just put him in Monument Park.
Oh!
Also in baseball, Fred McGriff was elected to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Now, okay, I heard your tone there, because some people have problem with this, but I think when you compare him to people of his era, you'll think differently. I mean, Mark McGwire was enhanced by steroids. Barry Bonds was enhanced by HGH. Fred McGriff was only enhanced by Tom Amansky. Amansky.
I produced that video clip, by the way, in Chicago.
Did you really? One.
Yes, I did.
How about that? Wow. So there you go. That one hit home. That's why you didn't laugh at all at the joke.
No.
And finally, we have to lose this sports kebab, but we get in with big movie news as the long-awaited blockbuster Avatar 2 finally comes out next week.
Cool.
Yeah. The film's getting great reviews, Sarah.
Oh.
Yeah, well, except for one person. Kanye West has been bad-mouthing the film all day after mishearing someone say that the movie was full of bluish people.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
Jared, I speak for everybody when I say that kebab was as smooth as olive oil.
Thank you. Yes, you know that old saying.
Hey, yes. Extra virgin too, am I right?
How did we ever come up with that? Where did that saying begin, smooth as olive oil?
I don't know.
It began about 6 minutes ago.
Jared Carlin with the Sports Kebab every Friday at 9:30. You could follow him on Twitter, at Jarrett GC. That's JarrettGC. Not Jared. Jarrett!